Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, Stay Ready crew? It's your boy, Ameka. And today it's gonna be a quick episode, right? Today we're gonna talk about how to get into real estate and what roles you have to play. And it's gonna be off of three levers, basically, right? But there's two main ones, right? So number one, do I have time? Right? Do I have time? Number two, do I have money? Right? And number three, do I have a skill that directly correlates to a real estate team, such as maybe I'm an accountant or I'm a lawyer or I work in title? Do I have a specific skill that I currently do that would not really hurt the time or money that I currently have? Right? So let's get into it, right? Number one, do I have time? If you have time, you can be in real estate, right? If you have time to do a lot of due diligence, reach out to brokers, actively call people, actively text people, email people, actively do all the daily tasks, communicating with insurance, banks, brokers, property managers, handymans, contractors, geez, the list goes on and on and on and on. Right, if you're going to build a team or you know a team and you have the time to help alleviate that stress, because it is very important to when it comes to real estate deals, you're in real estate, right? If you have no experience, time is where you're going to have value, right? Yosef Brosov, one of my good friends, he told me straight up, I used to manage millions of dollars of retail stores, right? Millions of dollars. I had people, I had employees, I had contractors. So I thought that that skill would help me directly with real estate, because managing millions of dollar property or $1 million of assets, no, does not correlate, because retail and real estate are different. It's period point blank. However, I had time to use, right? With my day job, I could end at, 4 or 5 every day, sometimes 7, but I had time outside of that or before that or during the weekend. I had a lot of time to give, because I know that in real estate, typically with multifamily, there's, older people with families. They don't have time. They need to spend time with their family, their kids, their wives, their brothers, whatever it may be. But you have to understand, time is so valuable. People get into real estate to free up time. So if you have time to free up for others, that is one of the keen ways to get in deals, giving up your time. All right, I'm boots on the ground. I have lots of time in a great area. So I have the time to go visit properties within 12 to 24 hours. I have the time to, pop up, meet with insurance inspections, regular inspections, appraisers, all that good stuff. I have the time to do that. And because I have the time and not the capital, which we're going to get into next, I'm a perfect fit for the team, because not everyone has the same amount of time as I have. No one has the flexibility as I have. I have a family, of course, I have my wife, but we don't have kids, and we do our thing, and I have the time to be a husband as well as continue to provide for the team at a high level, right? We just went over time. If you have the time, if you have the time, if you have the time, you're very valuable. Just be a yes man or a yes woman or a yes whatever. Be a yes person. Do the things, learn, 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 because just because you have time, you are a valuable asset, but you're not necessarily the most important asset, because someone can always come around and have more time than you. The older we get, the busier we get, the less time that we have, unless we build processes or get into real estate early and able to free up our time. Money. Money is clear as day. If you have money to deploy, you can get into real estate the fastest, the easiest, as long as you know people like me who you can talk to who are actively looking at deals or somewhere you can put your money to be in, right? So if you have money, then typically speaking, you can come in as an investor and typically get one of the best rates of return. You're not doing it, or if you want to do the deal and you want to be a GP and you have money, then there's ways that you can do that. However, if you don't have time and you have money, most likely you don't have, you don't want to be doing stuff. I would say about 8 out of 10 times you don't want to be doing that stuff, right? Just have the money, put it over here, take your monthly distributions or your quarterly or semi-annual, whatever, however you get the money back, or the cash flow, I should say. Having money is key, right? If I had money, I would be recycling, recycling, recycling. The thing about real estate is, even if you do have money, once you put it in a deal, now you don't have money. And you might be excited about the monthly income or whatever the income you have. However, now you don't have capital or cash, you're not liquid to do that again and have more. So whenever you have money, be smart about it. It's really easy to get in deals when you have money. Just make sure you know the right people, like someone like me. DM me, text me, call me, email me, follow me on Instagram, subscribe to the podcast today, give me a like. But if you know someone like me or anyone else in real estate, I know plenty of people that help get you in. But if you know someone like that, talk with them, vet them, make sure they've been doing it a little bit. I'm at the point where I've been doing real estate since 2020. So I now have 6 years of experience, 2020, 21, 22, 2025. So I have the experience, I have the backing. You can Google me. I've been doing talking about this for a very long time at this point. So I've built trust with people. So that's why you come to people like me. Don't go to anybody that's new unless you trust them very, very much. It's really easy to get scammed. It's really easy to lose the money that you have. It's really easy to lose the money that makes you valuable to a real estate deal. So make sure you're vetting the people. It's a lot of money that you're giving. It's your hard-earned money. So it's easy to get in deals when you have money and no time, but getting into the right deals is going to be the biggest challenge because now you have this money, you worked hard for it, and now it's really hard to visually see the money leave your bank account. And you still have it, right? It might be an asset, it might be in any kind of endeavor that you're in. So whenever you don't see that money, it's just hard. It's hard, right? So make sure you're investing in people, person groups that you trust and you have vetted for a very minimum of 3 to 6 months. People I know don't even invest in people unless they know them for a minimum of a year. So we've talked about time and we've talked about money. And now I want to talk about this third thing I mentioned, skill. So skills will be a lot harder to get into real estate with, right? It depends on the skill. So there's only a certain amount of things or people that we need to knock down a deal. Not only knock down a deal, but that's just to start, to finish out the deal and to make sure that the deal and the business plan gets executed. So if you're a lawyer who can understand basically documents, negotiations, all that good stuff, and you can draft up all of that, all the paperwork for that, sometimes it costs between, $1,500 to $15,000. So that's a very huge asset. And you just roll your fee into the deal, and then boom, you're a deal, right? An accountant, right? Everyone needs an accountant. So if you're an accountant and understand multifamily or real estate in general and understand all the legal loopholes that you can utilize to save money or save your investors money, that's huge. That's huge. Bookkeeping doesn't matter, right? Anyone can figure out how to bookkeep if you have AI now. So there's only property management. You're a property manager, have that experience or work for a different company. That is huge, 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 right? Because why? Because property managers take about 8% of the monthly income, right? If you have 100 units, renting at $1,000 each, that adds up very quickly. So if you're a property manager, you have it in, right? So that's a huge and perfect skill. Bring your processes to the team, save a huge percentages a month, right? Or if you're a GC or you're a handyman or you can work with your hands, having an in-house person who's not taking necessarily profit, but you're just rolling that in a deal, or you're cutting deals because you can do it yourself, you have your own team. Those are huge. So, the skills, think about direct skills that can affect the close of a deal and help execute the business plan. Those are the skills that we got to focus on. So those three things are three major ways to get into real estate deal, no matter how new you are or how experienced you are. The more experience you have, the more skills you'll gain just in general. But time, money, a direct skill that's related to real estate. Those would be the best ways to get into deals. Those would be the best ways to learn the fastest. Because if you don't have value, you're not going to get in a deal. Period. Until next time. See you. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.